Okay. All right, so let's start up Sadi Hey again, Bayes, the Shita the Ramah. So I want to do today, try to finish the Ramah and Sadi Hey Bayes. And then the next few weeks, I think till Pesach is another maybe three or something Shiurim, we'll do Hechsher Kalim for Pesach. Because Hechsher Kalim for Pesach is Mamish, the whole Sugya is not Barnat. That's like the whole issue. The whole Indian is the sugya of not by not. So it will be a good, a continuation of what we're learning. So we spoke out last time. We're explaining the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds basically that not by not is parif. You don't have to worry about not by not. So if you use a fleshika pot for parif food, the food remains parif. The only limitation in the shita of the Ramachaber maybe was that lechatchila you can't do it. You know, maybe lechatchila the shayla from Machaber holds like that. But b'di'eved, it definitely was considered parav still. But according to the shayla, was according to the Rama. So the Rama was machmer lechatchila on food that was cooked or food that was roasted in a fleshiga or a milchika pot. Right? So we explained with our classical, pasta in the fleshiga pot case, that you want to make them into macaroni and cheese, that there's three scenarios. There is, you're planning on having macaroni and cheese for lunch, so you take your fleshiga pot out, it's clean, and you cook it al das to go serve with milk, that's aser, even according to the Rama. Then there is, you already made the cheese, you already made the macaroni in the fleshiga pot. Now you want to lechatchila go ahead and put cheese on it. So that we said is also called lechatchila. You shouldn't do that. But the d'eved means if you already melted the cheese on it, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to throw it away. That was the way we came out last time in the shita of the Rama. Okay. Now, I want to add on a major chumrah before we get to the kulas. Can't, let David get too happy here. We're talking too many coolers. So we got to throw in a chumra first to set the tone. Is the chumra of the shach. The shach in Sivkat and Dalet brings a very big chumra over here. He says, Umar shal besifra, beperkol abasar, simin samich gimel, oiser afilu b'di'eved, benitzlu medina. That there's two cases, okay? There's actually three cases. The case of the Gemara is talking about olu. Olu means is that you had a fleshika plate and you put a hot piece of fish on it. So we learned the sugya is tata gavri, lo gavri. Some flavor goes through, but very little. It's a shvacha flavor. Fine, so that's the sugya not barnat. According to the Rama, if you cooked it like the pasta in a fleshika pot, then it blives not barnat. We said it's also lechatchil, like we just explained. What about nitzlu? What about if you took a frying pan and you made eggs in a fleshika frying pan? So says the Marshal, there the flavor goes in a lot more strong, a lot stronger than in a pot. Because in a pot, the flavor has to go through the water. And in a frying pan or in an oven or in a spit or something like that, where the flavor is going through mama's roasting, the flavor goes in with all of its potency and all of its strength. And that flavor is considered mama's like tamrishin, basically. To the point that the Marshal holds, it would aser b'di'eved. So what would come out would be is if you fried eggs in a fleshika frying pan and then melted cheese on top of the eggs, you would have to throw out the eggs. That's the Marshal's chumrah. What?
Even if you took the eggs out before they were actually
cooked. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you're saying that's the chumrah of davar gush or whatever?
No, I was saying that that's called sleeve. Not dry.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the Prima Gadim speaks out. The Prima Gadim speaks out. Prima Gadim Sif Se Das Dalid speaks out. Umayim Gufa Havik Moinitzlu. Meaning to say, it's not liquid or solid. It's the first point of contact between the kli and the food. If you need a medium to get to the food, so then it's already diluted a little bit. So if you would do the same thing, if you would boil water, okay, in a fleshika kettle, you have a fleshika kettle, and you boiled water in a fleshika kettle, then you made a coffee with it, with milk, you'd have to throw out the coffee.
Okay, if you made hard-boiled eggs, the water, right. the heat of eggs to right. The water. The water
right. When you're eating the pasta, when you're eating the pasta, you're not drinking that water. So we're not dealing with the water. Now we're dealing with the pasta. The pasta used the water as a medium to get from the pot to the pasta. So the water throw out, and now you're left with something with nizbashlu, that b'dieved is okay. But the point of contact itself between the kli and the food, that is, so if it's the eggs or if it's the water itself, you're dealing with the water. Then it, according to the mashal, it's also b'dieved.
The exact opposite of the chavis das. This is the chavis das, whole point is that this one is this is saying that never, that svara doesn't exist. And since there was water there, so therefore...
Right. In other words, what David's pointing out is that this chiluk between this bashlu and nitzlu, I'll rephrase your question, according to what I have written down on the side, is that there's a little bit of a difference. The mashal is making a chiluk between if you fry something directly on the pot versus if it went through a medium of water. But didn't we say last week from the Chavis Das that going through water doesn't create another knot? Not, it's not considered another knot by knot, because food to food is not considered nice and tam. So food to food is not nice and tam. So then why is the Mashal making this distinction, basically? So the answer is, Tzarech Loimar, that even though it's not considered another knot like Abi this, but it's not the same, it's just, he's talking about Metzias. It's not the same Koyach.
By Tigun, is that included?
Anything that's frying, nitzle, tigun, anything like that, where the frying pan, the heat of the pan is going straight to the food, that the mashal asks b'dieved. Yeah.
And might be different than using oil.
So he brings down here that a lot of poskim are machmer, that the Chazon Ish was machmer on this, and he brings down others that are machmer on it. But I think the consensus of the poskim b'derech klal is that we're not machmer. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Pesach doesn't seem to be machmer on it. Kavachaim, and there's makom to be machmer, but Levaisa. Lemaisa b'derech klal were makel. So on that shaila. But if it doesn't, if it's not a big hefsid, right.
The eye is water, but some of it's got some point out of it.
Because it gets stuck to the pot. Almost.
Right. I'm not sure the answer to that, because what you're asking is that lemaisa. Lamaisa, you're going to tell me needs the medium to go through. Right. I'm not sure. We're not being cautious for that, but I don't know if that the reason is because even then, it still needs the medium of water to get through it. So,
you have to peel the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I'm not sure the answer to that. So, anything which is directly the thing itself, that's more machmer to be machmer. So, like, it's a good example. You cooked water in a kettle that's fleshik. I don't know how the kettle became fleshik exactly, but you fleshik a kettle or something like that, and then you made a coffee. You would have to throw out the coffee, according to Mashal. And since it's not a big hefsid, you may as well. What? You're saying a bunch of yeshiva bachelor, you ran out of, they didn't have a crock pot, so they just made the chalent in the kettle. Okay. Okay. So that's the chumrah of the day. Okay, now let's get into the coolas now. So the mechaber here brings. We're going to learn now about two coolas. Okay, so this shir is going to be one chumrah that we spoke out and two coolas, two leniencies we're going to talk about now, and both of them pretty much are very very negeah. So the first one is v'davka says the Rama Vayter. The whole thing we're talking about is that the napanat is you're melting cheese in, or you're trying to use it with the other min. But if you don't want to eat it with milchiks, okay? So you cooked up this pasta in a fleshka pot, and it's not that you're trying to eat it with milk, with cheese. What you're trying to do is you just want to serve it at a milchika meal on milchika dishes. There, Okay, so you're allowed to lechatchila, once you have this pasta, put it out with the milchik meal, as long as people won't eat it with milchiks. For example, you cooked up a soup in a fleishika pot, and now you want to serve the soup in a milchik meal. No one's going to have with milk itself, but you're going to serve it in a milchik meal with milchik dishes. So the halacha is, it's okay. Okay? The halacha is, it's okay to do the lechatchila. Now, when we say lechatchila, again, we have to think about the same shaila as before. Does that mean lechatchila that now that you have the soup, you can serve it at the milchik dishes? Or does that mean you can even do this, premeditate this, and cook something in a fleishika pot, al das, to serve it with milchik dishes? So that's machlekes, pri chadash and others. The prima gadim right here, the prima gadim here, in Mishpat Zav Hey, says that leinian imuta levashal tchil bekli basa al das lite mekli choylev kasavnu the year lesser. The prima gadim was machmer on that. The prima gadim was makel on that. So it's better to avoid that scenario. So if you're going to serve on a milchka, you're going to serve on a milchka meal, then you should not cook the stuff in fleshika pots. Okay? And fine. Okay. Now, by the way, interesting nafkamina of this. What if I have, I'm making a fancy tomato sauce for this pasta. Parv, this fancy tomato sauce, whatever. So I'm making this tomato sauce in a fleshika pot. And I made the pasta in a milchika pot. Can I now put that fleishika sauce with the power with the? Can I put that power of sauce with the power of pasta? If this power of sauce was made in a fleishika pot, and this milk and this power of pasta was made in a milchika pot, did I just lose everybody? What? Okay. The case is okay. You have this sauce that you cooked. You made the sauce in a fleishika pot as power of, and you made the pasta in a milchika pot, also power of. Now I want to serve
your vignettes.
Yeah, everything until now we're talking about is the pasta, and I want to use the sauce hot on the pasta. Am I allowed to do that? Right? And there's no milk and meat here anywhere in sight. But right, so the place can say that's equivalent to kalim shalem, because it's the same level as kalim, right? In other words, I'm not eating it with the other men, I'm eating with the tam that's gonna come from the other men. So it's not worse than kalim shalem. It's better than kalim shalem, right? Because kalim shalem, a milchika bowl got tam directly from milk. This, the pasta got tam from only, it's really an apranat of, right.
So
l'chora, it's very far removed, and l'chora could be, you would even be allowed to do aldaske.
No, but you got it, which
what? No, but regardless, I'm not putting the food straight into the milchika plate or the milchika pot. I'm putting it into the pasta that came from the milchika pot. So it's definitely less than the plate.
How are you gonna eat it? The
pasta is getting it from the pot, but the plate is getting it from the pasta, which got it from the pot.
No, not necessarily. The plate got it from the cheese that was on the plate directly. Right? The milchika plate got it directly from the pizza, whatever. So what? It's not what? Well, I don't know. Maybe it was in a dishwasher, or maybe you served on it very hot soup, or maybe you warmed it up in the microwave with the piece of lasagna on it, right? What is?
This kalim shalom is a melted pot. That's cold.
You're eating it out of the pot.
Yeah, or even if you're heating it up in the pot, I don't know. The point is that you're only getting a tamrishin, right? You're only getting a not bar not. So to serve it with food that was cooked in a milchika pot is also okay. So if let's say you're going to serve, you made this side dish, okay? You made this side dish, in a fleishika pot. Now you want to serve it on a milchika meal. And there's no, it's just, you're serving it at a course with other food. Even if people will mix it in with the other food, as long as there's no milk, it's okay. But just don't serve it on kalim shalom. What? Yeah. So according to this, it's very far removed. It could be, could even, you know, that's an interesting application of this. Okay. So, okay. So now let's apply all of this and now add everything we've just learned and apply this to Lamaisa, okay? So there's one thing that changes everything in the Lamaisa world, which is all of this that we're talking about is when all the kelim we've been discussing are ben yoimim. Ben yoimim means they were used with milchiks within the last 24 hours or with fleishiks within the last 24 hours. So they have a potent, the flavor is in its full koyach. But says the Ramah, but here, okay, same thing, if originally it didn't get cooked. Now he says like this, v'chein, says the Ramah, im haya hakli shenizbashlu oynitzlu boy lifgam. The kli that was used to cook this pasta was an eino ben yoimo. It was not a kli that was used within the last 24 hours. Shloyaya ben yoimo. Noig in heter l'chatchila. You're allowed to be noig heter l'chatchila la'ochlan im amin hasheni. So he says a major monkey wrench in this whole thing that we're learning, which is that if the keli that you're using was not used for fleishiks within the last 24 hours, then l'chatchila, it's mutter. So let's plug in. That's probably the most common case, right? Because nowadays, people, you know, kelim are considered, unless you know for sure, they're not considered ben yoimai. So you cook this pasta first in your fleishika pot. This fleishika pot wasn't used for milk. This fleishika pot was not used for fleishiks within the last 24 hours. You cook this pasta, you have this leftover pasta. Now you call up the rav and say, can I use it with milchiks? Can I melt macaroni and cheese on it? Yeah, no problem. Because the pot was not really fleishiks. It wasn't used with fleishiks within the last 24 hours. Okay, so you'd be allowed to do it. So last time we said, only if you melted the cheese already and your only choice was to throw it away, that's what you cannot go ahead l'chatchila and melt the cheese on. Now you could. Because since the pasta was not cooked in a ben yoimai fleish kapat, it was cooked in an eino ben yoma fleish kapat, it was cooked in a pot that was not used for meat within the last 24 hours, so the meat is not fresh. B'chi agavna, you are allowed, once you have the pasta, to go ahead and melt the cheese on it. Now is the big shiloh. What about aldaske, which is, this shiloh is one of the most negedika shilohs to know, right? Someone calls up, and they say, look, I have fleishika pot, and I want to make pasta, I want to make my macaroni and cheese. Can I use my eino ben yoma fleishika pot? Now, by the way, if this would be mutter, the whole industry of power of pots would be out down the drain. What would be the point of having any power of pots? Just use your eino ben yoma fleishika. There's no point in a power of pot for anything, unless you're frying onions. There's no reason to ever have a power of pot, because you just use your anybody yama fleishiks for your milk, for everything you want to do in your milk meal, right? You want to make a par of soup, just use your old fleishik, you know, wait. You cooked up your chicken soup on Friday. Now Sunday, you want to make a par of soup to eat with your milk. No problem. Use your chicken soup pie. I haven't used it since Friday. It's the old, right?
So, you're right to make them because your buggy did not have a par of the pot.
Huh?
Your buggy did not have a power of pot.
I'm just pointing out the side of the shayla. It's very negatic shayla. Is this permitted or not? Okay, to take the lechatchila, when the Ramah says lechatchila it's mutter, which lechatchila are we talking about? Last time when the Ramah said lechatchila, we defined it to mean once it's cooked, you can go ahead and milk it, mix it with milk. This lechatchila, the Ramah, what does that mean? Does that mean even aldas kain or not? Now, there's two ways to go about this, Shiloh. One way to go about it in logic is to say, well, it's eino ben yoma, right? So really, it's for sure okay. However, we treat eino ben yoma like ben yoma. We're machmer in eino ben yoma. Otherwise, you would never have to kasher anything. Why do you ever have to kasher anything? Just wait 24 hours and done. The answer is because Chazal did not want the things that became treif, we should just leave around for 24 hours and then use them. Why? Because you'll end up using them within 24 hours, right? Very simple. And you'll right? So it's too risky. We don't want people using things that got trafed up. We'd rather tell you keep it on top of the fridge for 3 years and eventually kosher, right? But we don't want you to, we don't want to tell you it's okay, just wait 24 hours because you'll use it right away. People get confused. So there's a gzera that anything which you cannot use as a ben yomo, you cannot use as an eino ben yomo. So that being the case, one would argue and say here also it's like that. Look, this pot, if it's classified as a fleshika pot and it would be ben yomo, you should not do it lechatchila, premeditated to serve with milchik. So therefore, we should treat the eino ben yomo fleshik like the ben yomo fleshik. Right? We don't want to make these distinctions. People get confused. That's one way to go, which is the psak of the Chochmas Adam. And the Chochmas Adam says, Inam Einam Ben Yomo, you cannot cook premeditated al das to have it with the other men. That's the Chochmas Adam says.
If you don't have any other
table, he says, Memches Beis. Yeah, okay, but yeah, that's not Lechatchil already. Now, Vinili Demela Kiliachim, Yev Shalasha Avikidiev. That's the lumna. Okay. So he says it's awesome. Others argue and say, hold on. This gezera, look, we try to keep away from ben yomo to ben yomo, but that's only on something that if you would make it as a ben yomo, it would be awesome. In other words, you have this treif pot that you got at a yard sale. So the neighbor was selling this treif pot. You pick up the treif pot. She says she hasn't used it within the last 24 hours, or you keep it at home for 24 hours. Okay. Now you go ahead and no problem. It was treif. I mean, she used it with chazir, but lemaisa, it's 24 hours later. I'm allowed to use it. Fine. So I make my power of soup. We don't want you to do that. You know why? Because if you would use it within 24 hours, your soup would be treif. You'd be eating tarfas. So we want to stay very far away from that stuff. But over here, even if you would use it within 24 hours and you would melt cheese on it, it would be mutter lemaisa. It's all in the world of like lechatchilas shel lechatchilas. Who says we make a gzera ein ben yoma to ben yoma on that? Who says we make a gzera on something which really, even if you did it, would be mutter in the end? Maybe we only make a gzera on something that if you did it, it would be awesome. But if something which, even if you did it as a ben yomo, it's not the biggest problem. And if you mix cheese with it, it would be mutter lemaisa. Maybe you don't make such a gzera. This whole isser is very weak isser. So maybe we only ask her to ben yomo. You don't ask her any ben yomo. And some are medayik the Vilna going this way. But we'll see that maybe that's not what he says. But he says in Sif Yud, in Ois Yud, which is on this Ramah, V'chinim haya klishin is bashlo ein nitzlu boi lefgam. So he says, V'af b'kedera ein osu lechatchila she'ein abas yoyim ha'el mishum gzera. Ma she'ein kein kam. We're not going to make the gzera here. Daf ben yomo mutter midina. So he's saying that even the ben yomo is aser, so it's not so clear. So therefore, we shouldn't make the zera of ein ben yomo. Okay, so this is a machlekes. So I think that the going is not clear. I learned to be machmir on this shaila. So that means if you're only you have a pot, you want to call up and say, hey, I need to make my macaroni and cheese. Can I use my fleshika pot? I haven't used it Sunday now. I haven't used it since Friday for my chicken soup. Can I use it today for my macaroni and cheese? You know, I'll say, no, don't do that. Try to find the power pot or milk pot. Don't cook in the fleshika pot in order, al das, to serve with milk. If the person would call me up and say, based on the chachos, yeah. If I would call me up and say, hey, Rabbi, I have these pasta and I use it in my fleshika pot. Can I melt cheese on it? I would say, when was the last time the fleshika pot was used? If it was within 24 hours, no, don't serve milk. Don't melt cheese on it. If it was done within 24 hours, no problem. You can melt the cheese on it. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, Chachosanum says, if the only, he says, it needs mashma that I would have to go borrow a pot. But if I can't even borrow a pot, then.
I'm making fleshik macaroni for my fleshik suga. I want to make left. I want to have extra to have a milk and suga as well. What level do we, am I going to hire myself to make another pot of water up on the fire and make another thing of macaroni, or do we say that?
I don't think nowadays that's such a major tircha. I'm saying you're not talking about you have to go to the well, get more water, and then go try to find more wood to make another fire. I'm saying, like I don't know what the tircha of making another box of pasta is. I'm saying. No, you're asking. No. The question is, he's telling me that I have to go to my neighbor to borrow a pot. Okay. No, he said you have to go to your neighbor and borrow.
That's with the other dummy.
Okay, so I don't think making another box of pasta is less of a tircha than go to your neighbor and ask them to schlep a fleshka pot. He's saying you have to go to the neighbor.
No,
so I'm saying
okay.
If you have to go to the neighbor, you also should make another cooking on your own pots.
You don't have to go to your neighbor.
You do. He said it's only much if you don't have to go, if your neighbor doesn't have. He says, you can't even borrow. You have no one to borrow from. That's b'dievet. But he said, otherwise, you should go borrow. So I'm saying, if you have to go borrow, you should make yourself another $0.99.
You're back in the shtetl. He personally lives 10 minutes away from each other.
Right. And you have to go schlep those pots those heavy, metal pots. So I would say, to avoid this, okay? You shouldn't do this. Anyway, I think it's a bad idea because you're going to start mixing stuff up. And your wife's going to start, okay, which spoon do I use? Milk. Okay, which sink do I strain it in? The milk or the flesh? Okay. You're going to get endless amount of shilas, once you start doing this stuff. You're mixing up too much. It's too confusing. If you're serving it, if you're serving this, if you're making food for a milk a meal, use milk a kalem, basically. Okay? If you have leftover pasta, you want to know what to do, and your kli was any benyama, you're allowed to use it. That's that. Now, next shaila. Okay, so to chazer over so far, we dealt with nitzlu. We dealt with nitzlu when it's directly not through a medium, the chumra of the marshal, but we're being, not everyone's machmer on that marshal. Then we have inu benyomai, and we're saying inu benyomai is mutter once it's done to mix it with milk, but to do al das kain, to premeditate with an inu benyomai pot, you should still use your power of a pots. Okay, don't use your flesh again inu benyomai for your milchik food. Next case. Okay, next case. What about the cooking in the Eino Benyama pot premeditated to use it with the kalim of the other men, not with the food of the other men? Okay, so again, you're cooking a now this is the case that you're talking about, okay? You're cooking a soup. Erev Shavuos, you're cooking a soup. Okay, you're going to have one fleishig meal on Shavuos and one milchik meal on Shavuos. At both meals, you want to serve this soup. Okay? At the milchik meal, you're going to serve the soup on milchik dishes. And on the fleishig meal, you're going to serve this soup in fleishig dishes. Right? So, I want to cook the soup. If I had a powerful pot to cook it in, great. I'll cook it in a powerful pot. And then I would serve the soup in the milchik. I'll serve the soup in the fleishig. But I don't have a powerful pot for this. So, I want to cook the soup in my Eino Ben Yomo fleishika pot. So we said already, you should not cook it in a fleishika pot, which is benyomo, if you're going to serve it in milchik dishes. L'chatchil adaskin. But if the pot is eino benyomo, then on that much, you could takabi mako. That we're willing to be mako. Kel aldas kelim shalahem.
Even the
chayadam? Even the chayadam, I think, would be mako on this. And according to what I think, and David told me that he's in shir from Rebelski, he looked like that also, that the goyin who's being makel is you'd make on this case. That's what he means. Because it's not also medina to put in kelim shalom. That's what he means. So according to that, there's no machlokes. So in other words, that already is very far because there's mamash no iser b'dievin. Nobody holds that it's aser. Right, nobody holds that it's usher. So, bishlam, if you put the cheese in, the R sheet is that holds is usher. That's why we're machmer lechatchila, right? So we're machmer lechatchila because some sheet is holds is usher. So we're more makel on that, more machmer. But here, no one holds is usher, and therefore, that I would say you could be lenient on.
Are you getting
because this is not really usher medina at all. That's what I'm going to say. There's no sheet that asks this. In the case of using it with other men, there's a shita and rishonim that asks it. So we're choshes for that shita on the lechatchila. So for that shita, you have to be choshes lechatchila even on any banyim. But there's no shita that really asks this. It's only a lechatchila that can do it. Right? Not to do it al daskein. So.
But you wouldn't do it for banyim.
Right.
You wouldn't do this in a situation of banyim. So.
I know, but there's nobody that really holds it's also medina. So there's nothing to be choshish for. So even in the gzera, that might, I guess, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Well, like, what's really the chiluk? Of a zayvait that on an iser that really doesn't, is not really awesome medina at all, that we're making. Okay? I don't know if this got gave more clarity or less clarity after everything said and done, but that's that. That so again, the most common case is you have your massive fleshiga chicken soup pot that's not ben yomo, so you want to make a par of dish in it. So I would say it depends. If you're planning on serving it with cheese mamish, you should not use that fleshiga pot. If you're just planning on serving it at a milchika meal on milchika dishes, that would be okay. It's fine. Yeah, that's even more to l'chatchil at that point. If they ask you, oh, can I have milk cheese on it?
As long as you're a das, when you put it out, most of that's
amazing. Right, I hear that, right.
No, there's like macaroni cheese, the same like meal.
No, not that they're eating it. If you, it depends on your das, that you shouldn't do it on das to eat it.
But at the meal, they have to
be multiple dishes at this course, right? So
there's going to be cheese. I've got all these milk deals.
Yeah, that's why I said soup specifically, because there's no cheese out yet. I wasn't talking about the side dishes that you're serving with the milk. That's a little more risky. Okay, so I'll ask Kalim Sheinam Ben Yaimai. Yeah, L'chaira, the other way also. You know, to cook in a milk, in a fleshika Ben Yomo, I'll das to put it into a milk again. A ben yaima could be that could be also mutter. That also could be mutter. Okay. L'chaira, either way, right? Okay. Fine. Now. By the way, just let's finish the Ramah. The Ramah adds in one more thing, which we'll have to get to again later after Pesach, because next week I want to erase the next thing. But the next piece of the Ramah is very important. The Chol Zeh, everything we're discussing in Nat Bar Nat, is one extremely important and negea exception to the entire concept of Nat Bar Nat. One major, major exception that overrides the entire Nat Bar Nat. We're talking about when the food that you're using is not sharp. It's not like an onion or garlic or a chiltis, whatever that is. But if you fried onions, which are sharp, or you fried any of these sharp foods, then you lost all the kulos that we're talking about. So he says that, and he says, but it has to be that the food itself is spicy, not that you had fish that was happened to be spiced. It has to be that the food itself is spicy. If the food itself is spicy, it overrides both of these rules. Number one is, even if you used an old pot, the flavor coming into the spicy item would be considered a fresh flavor, because the koyach of the spice is to revive any flavor that comes into it. And number two is, it's not considered not bar not. Why? Because the sharpness of the thing, when you cut an onion, or let's say you cook an onion in a pot, we consider that the onion has the ability to take out the goof of the tam from the pot. It takes out like the flavor itself. So mamela, it's considered the same level of flavor that's in the pot, which is the first level, not the second level. So therefore, it's considered the tam rishon, and you don't have any of the leniencies of not bar not. So mamela, if let's say, if you go back to our case, any of our cases, you fried onions in a fleshika pot, then let's say you cooked onions, let's say leaving the mashal out of it, you cooked onions in a fleshika pot, then you took those onions and put them into a cheese omelet or something like that. So the halacha is, taka there, you would have to throw it out.
Because the onions took
you don't right. You don't say, well, if I would have cooked up my red pepper, or my whatever in there, and then mixed cheese on it, it's okay. Yeah, but the onions, it's not like that. The onions is considered tamrishan. Now you're eating tamrishan of fleshik with the cheese. That's awesome. So that's a major monkey wrench in the whole kula of not bar not. And again, you know, once people start talking about onions and all these things, that's like a much bigger problem. Okay. Now, I'm not going to, you know, there's a lot of shilas like that. For example, the person just asked me the shila about this a week and a half ago or so, was that they cooked a milchika soup. They cooked a parv soup in a milchika, pot, and they wanted to use a fleishig hand blender to blend the soup. Because not everyone has two of those. You know, most people have one. So the question is, the fleishig hand blender is going to go into the soup while it's hot.
Also, any bignon, the blender, hand
yeah, but the problem is, if there's onions in the soup, the whole shot is different. Once onions are cooked, that's a problem with the fleish, but Thomas is a problem with the milk pot to begin with.
Onions all that.
Right, pretty much.
Is there a difference with the sakino, the hand
blender? Probably.
A lot of them. Very, 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 very large amount.
Right. Correct. The onions aren't hard once they're cooked, but it could be that they work hard when they were taking the flavor out of the milk. So you have to know how they made it. It could be that they sauteed the onions first, and then you're blending the onions now. It's tamarish and going into the fleishig pot, into the fleishig blender. That could be a problem. So, what? You could. Yeah, but then duchka, he's still gonna have duchka.
No, duchka is a swap, everything's cooked.
Anyway, I'm not dealing with that challenge. I'm just giving an example of where it comes up, theoretical. Okay, so I don't know, it's getting later, so we're going to try to learn a little bit this afternoon, ever coming around. It's all at 5 o'clock. And we're going to start with Tafnun Beis, probably Tafnun Beis, which is the second siman in Hekshar Kelim of Hilchos Pesach. Very, very geshmaka siman that's going to mamish bring up a lot of these not bar not issues in the context of Hilchos Pesach. Okay? So we'll do that in the next 3 weeks. So. We'll put away the Yardeas for now. Go to Archai. Okay. Shkaya. Yeah.